Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. A crime scene has been set up at a Toowoomba park after a member of the public discovered what is believed to be human bones. Police were called to the Glenlamond Park yesterday afternoon. Investigations are continuing with more information to come. 31 Darling Downs doctors are available to examine sexual assault victims after being trained to use the state government's new rape kits. 23 nurses are also trained, totaling 54 clinicians, well above the statewide average of 21. Our reporter, Dan McRae, explains the kits are vital for collecting forensic evidence after a sexual assault.
Since they were introduced in September last year, the new and improved kits have been used 534 times statewide. That's more than two per day. An average of 9 doctors and 12 nurses per hospital and health service have received the training, though the rollout has been varied, with some regions having as few as 1 trained doctor. It is worth noting, though, Forensic Medicine Queensland does have a 24/7 hotline to help untrained medical officers administer the kits.
Experts have ruled out a rate cut when the Reserve Bank meets today. All signs are pointing to a rate pause, with the cash rate currently sitting at 4.35%. While Rate City Sally Tindall says the Darling Downs should not hold their breath for rate relief.
Put the prospect of cash rate cuts entirely out of your mind, but it would be prudent to factor in at least one more rate hike.
Member for Toowoomba South has written to the Transport Minister in the hope of changing the speed limit on a busy street after a sudden 10 km an hour drop. David Janetsky says he has been inundated with frustrated drivers who are not happy with the change.
It's ridiculous at the moment. You can't have 4 or 5 speed limits within a couple of kilometres of road. So let's hope we get some sense soon